This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, Americanskis? Bienvenidos. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson. Glad you're with me. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. My book is Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism, and you can get it autographed by me at racepimping.com. So what are we going to talk about? We've covered a lot. You can never cover it all when it comes to leftism. You know what? Here's what I think we can predict for the future, say 4 or 5 years from now, and I'll probably still be doing radio then, but here's what you can predict. My job will get a little bit more difficult, and here's why. Leftists will be in check. You will have gotten them in check. You will have gotten them to where they no longer are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, or like I like to call them, sprayed roaches. They will finally be at a point where you can reason with them, because they won't have the idle time to be thinking up nonsense. For example, these kids that at a college, what college was this, where they don't want to have the flag flown or something like that. We'll get into that a little bit later. The American flag. And it's a, get this, the irony is the guy who's doing it is an Israeli who became nationalized like a year ago. If anybody should be ready to fly the flag at any given time, any place, anywhere, it would be a naturalized citizen. Why are you here? Why do you want to become a citizen? So you could fight against everything we stand for? And let me tell you something else, folks. It's a misnomer on these college campuses that all these kids are snowflakes and they're stupid and safe spaces and all that. The majority of these kids see the small minority of the guys that want the safe spaces and the trigger words and all that is as much lunatics as we do. We don't give them as much credit. I know I'm guilty of that. You may be as well. So we got to start, you know, in order for us to take over, we've got to showcase the good of what's happening in some of these campuses. Charlie Kirk's team at Turning Point, many others. The other group, the Campus Reform. These are groups that are on campuses all day, every day. And they have to be because it's crazy in Wackademia. You know what? Let's start there. Did we talk about this? I'm pretty sure we did. These guys that are afraid of Chick-fil-A being on campus, but an Army Ranger who has an organization, obviously, that helps with the military, he responded because he went to Duquesne University, and he responded to them not wanting Chick-fil-A to be on their campus. And here's his clip on Fox News.
What are some college students afraid of? Apparently, they're afraid of chicken sandwiches. Duquesne University has plans to open a Chick-fil-A Express in the fall, but students from the school's Gay Straight Alliance say they fear that this could violate their safe place, and they're upset over the chain's stance on gay marriage. Here with his message to these students in Duquesne is Duquesne graduate and retired U.S. Army Ranger and co-founder of American Warrior Initiative, Sean Parnell. Hey, Sean, great to see you.
Hi, Ainsley. It's great to be here.
So what's the problem? Why don't they want Chick-fil-A to open up on campus?
I don't know. They're a bunch of babies. I mean, college is supposed to prepare you for the real world, not shield you from opposing opinions. And safe spaces do exactly that. You know, who doesn't want, as an undergrad, Chick-fil-A on their campus? I would have killed for a Chick-fil-A on my campus when I was at Duquesne, you know, over 10 years ago. And oh, by the way, Ainsley, nobody is forcing them to eat a Chick-fil-A.
That's a good point.
They could eat at the student union where I ate every day. They have pepperoni rolls there. They're delightful. Just go, you know, lots of options, people.
So what is your message to the students there that are protesting?
Well, my message is toughen up. There are no safe spaces in the real world. If you're going to be successful in this life after you leave college, you've got to learn to embrace adversity and open yourself up to a litany of different opinions. You will never be the CEO of a major company or an entrepreneur or a manager if you are not willing to work with people that are different than you. Period. End of story.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Look, Sean Parnell, Army Ranger, telling kids like it is. I tell my kids, if you're looking for a safe space, man, you know, you shouldn't have been born. I know it wasn't your choice, but there is no safe space. The safest you can get is when you're with your parents who theoretically will fight to the death for you. I know I will for my kids. But now, look, has it gotten to the point where these stories don't even surprise us, right? The good news is when you talk to other kids, and one of my buddies was telling me, he says his name is Jake, and Jake was in college, and he said to his dad, "Dad, the overwhelming college kids don't think like the ones that are being showcased." And it's kind of like the overwhelming number of blacks and the way blacks feel about things are not being seen in the media. It's a small fraction. The problem is that small fraction is vocal and they're violent. In the case of the leftist kids, these kids are idiots. I mean, to the nth degree. So that's the problem. It isn't that we haven't all raised these kids that aren't willing to go the distance. And the reason why I know this is because I'm in the martial arts community, and a lot of parents will say to me, "Kevin, hey, will you work with my kid for, you know, just to get them a few things?" And I'll spend 15 minutes with their kids. These are kids. Yeah, there's a couple little boys that I work. Their uncle brings them to a karate class where I go and help out from time to time. And I'm telling you, both these little boys are going to be absolute terrors. I'm in a good way. They're respectful. They're good kids. But they are going to be amazing martial artists. So all these kids are not being raised to be pansies. There's no reason for us to panic. But what you don't want is for those kids to become the Hillary Clintons and the Obamas of the world end up running things. You don't want that. If you can avoid that, you're good. Because those are the kids, the ones that get beat up and picked on, they're the ones who end up in power later on in life. It's true. You want to avoid allowing those kids to get power, because if they do, man, they abuse it. Look at what's going on with these folks. You know, y'all, I don't have to point at too many different things. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Chicago, the effect of you on in terms of boycotts, we'll touch on that just a little bit. And what else? Well, you know what? Let me surprise you. Are you okay with that? Let me just surprise you a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Jackson Radio Show.
Got a little bit of news for you around Donald Trump. Has to do with his campaign. That's right, Donald Trump's already filed for 2020. He did it early on. He did it right after he became president. The official documents came in February of this year. And the left went crazy. I'm talking cray cray. They were, it's never been done, man. I mean, it was, these guys were whining. If you think they whined when Hillary lost, they were absolutely beside themselves. And what's funny is, go back and do a Google search of Trump declares campaign or whatever, and here's what you kind of come up with. Depends on what your code words or whatever you look for, but here's what came up for me. Poll shows Biden or Sanders could have beaten Trump. Republicans surprised. Poll shows that Biden or Sanders could have beaten Trump. So here's the thing. They had two people that could have beaten Trump. Wow. Why didn't they run one of them instead of Hillary Clinton? who, by the way, polls show Hillary Clinton will beat the crap out of Donald Trump. If they were to run it again now, she'd crush him. She would fall under the weight of one of Hillary's big buttock buns. That's right. Here was another one. Well, look, I could go on. I don't want to bore you with that. Here's why I want to tell you these guys are mad. They're mad that Donald Trump filed for the presidency in 2020, right after the election. Unprecedented. I said it earlier. Nobody'd ever done it. Barack Obama, Mr. Legal Mind, he didn't do it. So if he didn't do it, how could that white guy president do it? That diabolical fascist? We know what it did. It was such a stroke of genius. How would Barack Obama do it? He's an idiot. What did Trump do? 501c3s are nonprofits, as you guys know. They have to be balanced in their pursuit of, you know, things for politics and all that. You can't be bashing and all this. I don't know all the details of it. I know a 501c4 hides money, but it doesn't let you hides the person who donates the money, but it's not a tax deduction. 501c3 says you're not able to engage in political speech against presidential candidates without running the risk of losing your nonprofit status. Now, the leftists don't care about ours. They just denied us our nonprofit status, and then when we did have it, they just ganged up on us and they audited everybody involved. They pulled the Gestapo tactics. But now there's a shift in power. They don't control that stuff anymore. So their different organizations can come under scrutiny for talking politics. That's right. The move by Donald Trump effectively barred interest groups from creating nonprofits that they could funnel their money into for the purposes of opposing Donald Trump's initiatives. Chaos for guys like George Soros. So how are the 501c3 organizations going to comply with the FEC regulations? Because if they do political speech, they now can legally have their status terminated, which means they now got to pay taxes on all that money. So Donald Trump campaigned on reducing the financial influence of private special interest groups on Washington, and the very first thing he did out of the block accomplished exactly that. That is a stroke of genius, folks. And the left are mad, man. They are upset. And they better be, because it did one other thing. It allowed Trump to start fundraising for his 2020 election. Now what are you going to do? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. He can now start fundraising. Now, who does the left have? They got two good candidates. This literally, I'm not kidding you. When I was doing research, Biden or Sanders could have beaten them. They're both still alive. They're like 130, but they're both still alive. Why don't they go at it? Biden says he regrets not having run. This poll says he would have won. What about Bernie Sanders? He gave it all up to allow womanhood in front of him. What did he get? Well, Bernie got out pretty good. He did all right. He did better than Biden in the scheme of things. But now Donald Trump can fundraise. And you know what's happened? Donald Trump started fundraising, and he raised $13 million, $13.2 million so far in their first declaration, first quarter after. But here's the deal. They say in the next declaration, there will be $40 million. Now, I want you to think about this. We are years away from the election. I love this. I love strategy. Let me correct that. I love a winning strategy. So Donald Trump will have, I don't know, $50 million in his coffers within two quarters. Now, we're not in the heat-up cycle. You guys know this. One other thing Donald Trump did that was completely different than most of the other campaigns that I've ever been a part of, when they did fundraising, most of these guys do list rentals, and so it's generally a 50-50 right off the bat. And then they will say, plus you got to cover the expenses of sending out the list. So the campaigns are lucky if they get 25% of the funds. Not even, to be honest with you, most of them don't even get that, because they go to a list rental company who then brokers. So it's already a 50-50. Then the list rental company is 50-50. So it's 25% minus fees. So they may get 12 to 15%. And that's considered a good haul. Talk to Dr. Ben Carson about it. He's still mad at the amount of people fundraising on his behalf that money never got to his campaign. So Donald Trump said, no, we will control this process. And I don't know what it was, but it was heavily over 60%. In other words, it might have been 70% of the fundraising effort that went to the Trump campaign. It was crazy numbers. So not only do the Democrats not even have a candidate, maybe Alec Baldwin or Kanye West is going to run. Who knows? Maybe Kim Kardashian or Katy Perry. But whoever they run is already going to be $50 million behind the eight ball, 3.5 years away. Now, what do you think is going to happen as Donald Trump continues to ramp up his fundraising little by little over the next year? What do you think Donald Trump will end up with by the end of the year fundraising? You want to hazard a guess? What do you think, man? Let me make it easy. Over 100 million, under 100 million by the end of the year. The four terms, four quarters with the FEC. What do you think? Over. I agree. You think it'll be over 250 million? No, me either. But let's say somewhere between 100 and 150 million, I feel comfortable, Donald Trump will have raised year one, not even an election on the block. Year two, same thing. So can you imagine, with Donald Trump, the record that he's amassing, what's going to happen? How much money he'll have in the bank in 4 years? The left better be scared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Where exactly is America's number one community organizer? That would be Barack Obama. Last I heard, he was vacationing in Tahiti. That's right. How do you go after Donald Trump with this shadow government when you're vacationing in Tahiti? I'm just curious. Is he setting up a super secret server in a bathroom somewhere? Here's what I predicted. And I told leftists this. I said, you guys think Barack Obama is going to build a shadow government and he's going to do all these things. He's certainly going to, he's going to try. But you know what Barack Obama's figuring out real quickly? Life as a white man's pretty good. He's on Richard Branson's billionaire island. Now he's off in Tahiti. I heard he brought over Bruce Springsteen. Who else? Other people, these moguls that helped him get to where he is, Geffen and others, he's partying like a rock star. Probably back to doing drugs. He's probably got some coke over there. Don't put it past him. You know he's smoking. He no longer has to fake, like, I gave up smoking. Yeah, it's not good for you, kids. Don't smoke. He gave it up. So he's over in Tahiti, working on his tan, but playing white boy, and so what's going on over here? All of his policies are being undone. Barack Obama is smart to stay out of the fray. You know what he's waiting on? Let me tell you what he's waiting on. He's waiting on Donald Trump to finally make a mistake. When is he going to make a mistake? I need a mistake. I'll tell you this, Syria is not considered a mistake by Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, almost his entire former national security staff has said Donald Trump bombing Syria was the right thing to do. In fact, what's the guy's name? Zareed Fakaria? He went on and he had to do a mea culpa because he actually said, I'm happy that Donald Trump bombed Syria. Let's play that clip.
I didn't really believe there was such a thing as Trump derangement syndrome. Hatred of Donald Trump so intense that it impairs people's judgment. It's not that I didn't notice the harsh, unyielding language against Trump. I've said a few tough things myself. But throughout the campaign, Trump seemed to do things that justified it. Once elected, instead of calming down and acting presidential, he continued the stream of petty attacks, exaggerations, and lies. His administration seemed marked by chaos and incompetence. And then came the strike against Syria. On that issue, Trump appears to have listened carefully to his senior national security professionals, reversed his earlier positions, chosen a calibrated response, and acted swiftly. I supported the strike and pointed out, in print and on air, that Trump was finally being presidential because the action, quote, seemed to reflect a belated recognition from Trump that he cannot simply put America first, that the President of the United States must act on behalf of broader interests and ideals, unquote. On the whole, though, I was critical of Trump's larger Syria policy, describing it as incoherent. From the response on the left, you would have thought I had just endorsed Donald Trump for Pope. Otherwise thoughtful columnists described my views as nonsense. One journalist declared on television, if that guy could have sex with this cruise missile attack, I think he would do it. A gaggle of former Obama speechwriters discussed how my comments were perhaps the stupidest of any given on the subject. White House speechwriters must have written the lines that President Barack Obama spoke on September 27, 2013, announcing the UN deal in which the Syrian regime agreed to give up its chemical weapons stockpile.
This binding resolution will ensure that the Assad regime must keep its commitments or face consequences. We'll have to be vigilant about following through.
In other words, the Trump administration watched a violation of Obama's 2013 deal and enforced it in precisely the manner that Obama had implied.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I love this clip is Fareed Zakaria is a leftist ideologue par excellence. I mean, he's great at it. He hated Trump during the campaign. He admits it. And now he's got to eat a little bit of dust and hear, or crow, I should say. And you know what's funny about it is his own people are the ones who went after him. Fareed Zakaria, he's now under fire because he dares say, I think that was the right thing for Donald Trump to do. He's getting a dose of liberalism, leftism, call it whatever you want. He's getting a dose of what happens if you don't just, I don't care what Trump does, he can't be good. You know, a la, what's her name, Madame Maxine Waters? James Brown? So, if you can't, this is the difference between us and them, and I say this all the time. If Barack Obama does the right thing, had done the right thing, in any instance, I would have said, that's the right thing to do. I think I remember doing it three times on very small things, like this will help veterans or this will help old people or this will help kids, whatever. It was in 8 years of following this guy, I can remember three times on very minor issues going, that's the right move. I can tell you, I have already done that in the first week of Donald Trump being president-elect. So we have these guys that are finally having to realize maybe this guy isn't as stupid as we said. Maybe you, the voters, aren't as stupid as we said. Maybe Donald Trump can actually get it done and their own people are attacking him. See, this is the problem that they have on the left. When the realization finally hits it, whoa, this guy is effective. Then you start comparing him to Barack Obama and you go, ooh, I'm really sorry. Suddenly you're no longer on a firm foundation of leftism. You're in the quicksand of it because that's what it is. It's the muck and mire of leftism. And you finally have to come to the realization, painfully so, that 63 million Americans tried to tell you. And let me tell you, you guys know, you don't have to believe this unless, I mean, it's up to you, but many, many people have come over to the Donald Trump side of things. Many, more than they care to admit. Let's go with the take two on that.
Which is why virtually every major Obama foreign policy official, from Hillary Clinton to Thomas Donilon to Leon Panetta to David Petraeus, has supported the Trump administration's action, as did U.S. allies in the region and beyond. The strikes were discreet, measured, intended to convey a signal, and yet at the same time designed to ensure that the U.S. did not descend further into the Syrian civil war. In other words, they were very Obama-like. Two senior Obama officials I spoke with told me that were Barack Obama still president, he would have likely ordered a strike that was similar, if not identical, in scope. Presumably, those former speechwriters would then have used different words to describe the same strikes.
There you have it, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Very Obama-like. Obama would have done the same thing. Yeah, well, you know what? Obama had many instances, many tries to do these things. Before he talked about the red line, Syria had already done some mean-spirited things to their people. What did Obama do? Nothing. So Donald Trump reacted to something that Barack Obama may or may not have done. We can't answer that question. I can't. But here's what I can tell you. It wouldn't have been as decisive, and the world wouldn't have taken notice and said, whoa, that Barack Obama's suddenly serious about what he's doing. None of that would have occurred. With Donald Trump, they take us seriously. And I think that's the bigger issue. Now I want to play the final clip from this.
Conservatives seem to understand Trump's about-face better than liberals. Many of Trump's strongest backers are utterly distraught by his embrace of Obama's policies. Andrew McCarthy wrote in National Review, "When it came to foreign policy, I was worried that the 2016 election would be a case of Clinton delivering the third Obama term. Instead, we have Trump giving us the third Clinton term." Liberals have to be careful to avoid Trump derangement syndrome. If Trump pursues a policy, it cannot axiomatically be wrong, evil, and dangerous. In my case, I've been pretty tough on Donald Trump. I attacked almost every policy he proposed during his campaign. The week before the election, I called him a cancer on American democracy and urged voters to reject him. But they didn't. He is now president. I believe that my job is to evaluate his policies impartially and explain why, in my view, they are wise or not.
All right, folks, so that'll do it for understanding what CNN's Fareed Zakaria thinks. But here's what I'll tell you. I don't believe it. Look, I'll give him credit for this. He at least comes on. He says, here's why I did it. But let me tell you, the reasoning behind it is his viewership is angry at him. They're angry at him. They've lashed out. How can you possibly support Trump? And he's now saying to them subtly, look, you cannot be mad at me if you give the guy credit for doing something right. But he's wrong. That is exactly why you cannot be a leftist and believe in doing the right thing. It just doesn't jive. They have no moral core. They don't. I said, if Donald Trump moved Israel into the ocean and gave the land to the Palestinians, made every black man free to do whatever he wanted, emptied the jails, and you name whatever leftist policy, they would still hate him. That's just the way it works. That's how liberalism works.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So over the weekend, we talked about this the other day. North Korea tried to launch their missiles, and of course, it was an embarrassing fail. And you know, I don't want to say become conditioned, but I think to some degree we have become conditioned to the idea that Kim Jong-un can't launch missiles. They always fail. In fact, while this guy's trying to play Tommy Toughbutt, if he launches a missile, a nuclear missile, he's liable to blow his own country up. When I said this of Donald Trump over the weekend, it would have been a good idea for him to go ahead and drop bombs on North Korea just to get Kim Jong-un to send missiles up and then destroy his own country. Force Kim Jong-un to launch missiles at himself. Then send a video over of Americans watching and laughing as a reality show. You know, like, ooh, everybody, let's watch the new missile launch. I mean, what could be more embarrassing than these constant missile launch failures? How many times does it need to happen before Kim Jong-il decides to give peace a chance? All we are saying... Oh, man. South Korea reported the chiefs of staff, the joint chiefs of staff said they tried to launch this from the port city of Singapore. And it blew up almost immediately, his missiles, Kim Jong-un's missiles. So it got me thinking, because North Koreans are not dumb. Look, are they the only, are they like the dumb Asians? You know, because we know Asians are pretty smart. And, you know, we've talked about that on the program. Asians are no smarter than any other group of people. We just get the best of them over here. There was a time, you know what? When Africans came to America, they were the sharpest of Africa. They were. If you saw an African, he was over here, and he was like, Mbuku Kambisi, I'm telling you, he was sharp. Because he won the lottery, came to America, was a student, and he had to be the best student in Africa. Same with Indians. We look at the Indians and we go, man, these Indians are, these kids are smart. Jeez. You know, you get an Indian in there. I told you guys, my engineering professor called me in one time. And he, well, I went to go see him. And he said, Kevin, why aren't you in the PhD program? He goes, we have far too many Asians in the PhD program. Why aren't you in it? I'm like, man, I just want to get out of school. You know, I don't want to be a professional student. But he wanted me to get my PhD because he goes, Kevin, we're not training enough people in science, Americans. But anyway, North Korea has good engineers. I promise you they do. These are not dummies. And so I started wondering, what's going on? Every time these guys launch a missile, it's become a joke. And think about this. How would you destabilize a country with never going in it? Think about that. How could you destabilize Kim Jong-un? You want to know how? You make him an embarrassment. You make it to where people go, we're going to launch another missile. Whatever. Because it's not going to go. It's not going to make it. And then it hit me. Because I watched the show. I told you guys about it. It's called Zero Days. And I think we're sabotaging their missiles. Donald Trump, while, you know, it was intense scrutiny of what was going to happen over the weekend.
Is North Korea going to launch a nuclear missile and test it and blah, 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 this, that, and the other.
And China, of course, line their people up on the border. You guys know all the stuff we've talked about over the last few days. And
everybody, oh my goodness, who knows? Well, what are we going to do?
And so then they send, either Donald Trump doesn't like Pence a lot, or he didn't have anything to worry about, because he sends Pence over to South Korea for 10 days at the threat of nuclear launch. I mean, Pence should have been going, Mr. President, you sure I need to go right now? Could we wait maybe a little bit? No. Went over goodwill, went to the, what do they call it, the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, the line where everybody, I mean, he gallivanted over there like he was on vacation. I said, I'm sure, why didn't Pence just show up in a Speedos with his, you know, his rainbow towel over his shoulder? Because for all intents and purposes, it was a vacation. He was thumbing his nose at Kim Jong-un. How about I send my vice president and give you a shot at him, Kim Jong? And, of course, Kim Jong launches a missile that promptly blows up. But if you watch Zero Day, you know what's happening here. We can now infect these different rogue regimes with software that destroys their stuff. I'm telling you, that's what's going on with North Korea. Cyber warfare is what they call it. Zero Hedge reported this. Here's what they wrote. They said, in light of the recent New York Times report that the U.S. has been able to sabotage and remotely control North Korean launches for years courtesy of cyber attacks, we previously wondered if the U.S. does not play at least a minor role in this attempted but failed launch. So other people are bringing it up. after I watched Zero Days, I was like, it made me step back and went, why is my toaster now? What's wrong with my microwave? Because they can control it to that level. It's almost a state of paranoia. But if you watch the show, they tell you how they can do it. That's how they can spy on your computer. Who is it? Facebook's CEO or somebody, Google, one of them, they keep a little piece of tape over their camera on their computer. Because they don't want, you know, the government looking in on them. They know it can happen. I told you guys the story of a taxi driver who was going to get married to a U.S. Service person, a woman. And he says, Kevin, we were going through some rough times and we were separated, you know, because she wasn't, you know, like, I guess in theater. And he goes, but she knew every move I made. She knew every conversation I had. And she worked for, I don't know if it was CENTCOM, but she worked for one of the agencies where she could get, I think it was maybe DIS, Defense Information Systems. But she could get to his phone and everything. He says, people that I talked to one time in a taxi and had a conversation with where I said, yeah, we're having some problems with my marriage or whatever. She's like, why are you telling a stranger about our marriage? And she's like, what? You know, that guy that was, you know, guy that you were talking to. And he was like, how do you know? He's telling me this. And I was going, I'm thinking, okay, I'll just ride the cab. He'll get you to your place soon. You know, you'll be out. And I wasn't worried about him, but he seemed like one of these guys you're going, God, just get me out of your cab, man. You know, you're crazy. I look back on that conversation and go, that dude was 100% right. 100% right. We can do this, y'all. And if I were going to essentially disrupt Kim Jong-un, I would show his people that he's impotent. He talks about nuclear weapons and all this capability, and he can't launch a missile. That undermines him worse than anything. That gets his generals and everybody going, this guy is a basket case. And we're not going to let, you know, he's not going to be able to do anything to us. So I'll put it a different way. Donald Trump shot off missiles to where? Syria and Afghanistan. How'd they do? Not too bad. Somebody said, the 59 missiles that they shot 60 is what I was told. One of them didn't make it. But 59, they said, all missed their targets. Is that true? I don't know. Somebody will probably call and tell me. I know they said the runway was it was operational the next day. Okay. Is that true? I don't know. But I think they got close. I can tell you what did get close. That bunker-busting Moab got close in Afghanistan. They said it killed 36 people, 36 bad guys, ISIS fighters. But if I wanted to destabilize Kim Jong-un, I'd make him look impotent. And I think that's what we're doing here. So here's my point. Did somebody make our cruise missiles miss 59? I don't know, because I don't know if they missed or not. I don't know what to believe. I'll put it to you this way. Mission accomplished in terms of what Donald Trump wanted to say in Syria. Will anybody deny that? Nope. Okay, good. So we got that out of the way. The missile that he launched for ISIS, it hit its target. There is no doubt about that. So North Korea is not messing with our launches, but they can't seem to launch anything. Large numbers of military rockets from North Korea either explode or they veer off course or they disintegrate in midair and plunge into the sea. Leads me to believe that we are doing something to North Korea. And for the record, great. Congratulations to us. Tell North Korea, tell Iran, you can have all the nuclear material you want. If you can't get a missile out of your, you know, out of the missile tube and in the air and out of your airspace, what good is it? Spend all that money. Lord knows we've spent enough. You spend all your money fighting all this stuff as opposed to feeding the world and getting your people better educations. Give peace a chance.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.